that are 16 competitors, right?
Correct.
All right. Yes. For those who aren't familiar with track and field, some of the events, like the 100-meter dash and stuff, have qualifying and then the finals. But with this, you run two different heats, and whatever the best times are, they're up there. This 4x8 relay team, I would guess, Sarah, has a legitimate shot of being right up there, right? Being on the podium, right?
They definitely have an opportunity to be on the podium.
All right. Any shout-outs you want to give? I know we always have some athletes that had good seasons, Sarah, that for some reason they just run into some tough luck or maybe injuries. Anybody else you want to mention before we let you guys go?
Jess Maroney is one of our seniors, and she has been one that has been very versatile and very much a team player as well. When I need her in the 4x4, I need her in 4x2, she's always stepped up to the plate, and I really enjoyed her and enjoyed her team camaraderie. And so I give a shout out to Jess Maroney.
All right. Very good. Sarah, good luck to you and the girls. And Eric, I don't know if there's any final thoughts that you want to throw in here before we let you go.
excuse me. Since Caitlin couldn't be here today, I'll just talk about her for a minute. She's just a really awesome kid, and she's very positive, and she's at meets, she is moving around and cheering for everybody. And, that's one of the things that she brings to this team is just that positive attitude and getting everybody involved and kind of pumped up. So it's she's a great kid to have on our teams.
Very good. Well, congrats to your program, regional champs, girls and boys side. That is very difficult to do. And like we said, we talked to everybody who's headed off to state. So coaches, Coach Soha, Coach Olson, thank you for all you do for the kids. Appreciate it very much. Enjoy the weekend. We'll be cheering for you. Thanks for taking time to be with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Thanks, thank you, Sarah. Thank you, girls, guys, everybody. Logger Track, they're headed off to state. You can track the results at WIAAWI.org. Our Shawamigan athletes will join us tomorrow morning at 8:30 to chat about their trip off to state, too.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Mondays are for baseball with Brewers Miller High Life Mondays. Grab your terrace infield or outfield seats for $6 or Loge bleacher seats for just $12, courtesy of Miller High Life. Get yours at brewers.com/highlife. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Phillips Plating Corporation, a Midwest premier fully automated electroplating job shop for commercial plating.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
All right, birthday wishes going out to Linda Furman, who is celebrating a birthday today. She's old enough to know better. Dawn, I know you gave me her age, but Linda, happy birthday to you. You're from your best friend ever, and Caden and all of your relatives and friends. Linda, happy birthday to you today. We'll put you in for the cake drawing. We have some Brewer tickets. We promised you Brewer tickets, so here we go. If your schedule works, we've got two pairs of tickets for Friday's Brewer game, White Sox and Brewers, section 223, row 12. And you cannot resell these, so if you get them, you're just they're yours, or you can have a friend use them, or whatever you want to do. So if you'd like a pair of tickets to the Brewers and White Sox Friday night, give us a call at 715-762-3221. two pair for Friday. I have one pair also for Saturday. And Saturday is $1 hot dog day. Oh, it's wonderful. So a pair of tickets for Saturday also. If you want to go see the White Sox and the Brewers, claim them right now. First come, first serve at 715-762-3221.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludicrous.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
The good folks at Forward Bank in Park Falls and Phillips would like to take this time to honor and salute our area high school graduates. Dream big, soar high, and remember, as you move forward into your new journey, the Forward Bank team is very proud to serve and support you through all of your life travels. Forward Bank in Park Falls and Phillips.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Lots of sunshine today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. Not much wind either out of the northeast at only around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear 41. Tomorrow, sunshine 74 by Friday. More scattered showers with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Right, we got a Lena's Bar and Grill giveaway coming up with Big G yet in the 9 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for that. And Big G's favorite places to eat, a feature here on Reality Radio. We just promoted there just a little bit ago. The Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest is going to start on Monday. Get that Civic Media app downloaded. You'll want it on there to listen to 98Q. And coming soon, 103.1 will be on there also. We're working on that very, very intensely behind the scenes while we're working on it. Maybe not intensely. But your chance to win all kinds of stuff to the Dells, Brewer tickets, even stays, Scotty summer staycation. So that's all coming on Monday. Right here to 98Q. If you haven't done so already, I encourage you to stay up to date with the latest news in Wisconsin. If you like to keep up to date, I know it's tough. It's harder and harder to keep up to date, especially online, because there's so many places that require you to pay a monthly subscription to the newspaper and stuff like that. Well, this is free. You can stay up to date with the latest news in Wisconsin. Subscribe to the Civic Media Digest. Just go to civicmedia.us/email. That's civicmedia.us/email, and you'll get top podcast hours of all kinds of Civic Media programming from around the state, news and commentary from Civic Media team and what's going on across the state. So again, civicmedia.us/email to get that digest to come into your mailbox and keep updated on what's going on here in the great state of Wisconsin.
At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, summer is our season. And we're kicking it off with a free 12-ounce Island Punch smoothie for National Flip-Flop Day. Grab your flip-flops and head to your local cafe on May 29th from 2 to 7 p.m. Terms and conditions apply.
Lainey Wilson, now streaming on Hulu. The story you haven't heard.
I experienced a lot of heartache. I'm a tough woman, but it's not easy.
Lainey Wilson.
It's taken me a really long time to even get to this moment.
And the CMA Award for
Entertainer of the Year
goes to
Lainey Wilson.
Hey, y'all, it's Lainey. I cannot wait for you
to see my special streaming on Hulu. This has been a wild ride, and you'll get to ride alongside me on this journey.
Lainey Wilson, wow. Bell Bottom Country, now streaming only on Hulu.
When life spells heartburn, how do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
What about when life spells spicy wings?
It's still R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Rolaids, powerful heartburn relief. Use as directed, keep out of reach of children.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The airstrikes intensifying in Rafah as Israeli forces continue their offensive in the southern Gaza city where a million people have fled since the start of the war. ABC's Britt Clennett in Tel Aviv has more on the strike over the weekend, believed to have killed at least 50.
The IDF claiming it was the fire that broke out following the strike that caused mass civilian casualties and that they're investigating what triggered that fire. The IDF saying the strike targeted two Hamas commanders. Meanwhile, the mass exodus of the formerly safe zone continues.
The jury in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial will get the case today. The judge is expected to deliver final instructions shortly, and after that, deliberations begin. In the same courthouse where the Trump case is happening, disgraced film mogul Harvey Weinstein is scheduled to show up for a hearing, his rape conviction having been tossed out. Giant pandas are coming back to the National Zoo in Washington 6 months after three pandas were sent back to China. This is ABC News. 20 years after he was convicted for killing his pregnant wife, Lacey Scott Peterson returns to a courtroom today trying to get a new trial.
Today is a day that Scott Peterson's attorneys with the LA Innocence Project will try to convince a judge in Redwood City to retest DNA evidence in the case and test some evidence for the first time. They want 14 items tested, including mattress clippings from a burned-out van with human blood inside that was found down the street from the Peterson home. His attorneys argue the evidence will show Scott Peterson did not commit the crime so many years ago. It's up to the judge if DNA testing moves forward. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And a major change for Major League Baseball.
With Negro League statistics now added to the Major League historical record, Major League Baseball's history can be told in a broader, more complete picture.
Russ Dorsey with Yahoo Sports. This means changes to the record books, like Josh Gibson taking over the title for career batting average, passing Ty Cobb. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is investing $100 million in startups and entrepreneurs. Governor Evers is announcing the creation of the Wisconsin Investment Fund. Five private fund managers will oversee the initiative. The U.S. House version of the federal farm bill includes $30 billion in cuts to the SNAP food assistance program. Eric Saviano is an advocate for struggling families. He's concerned the USDA couldn't raise benefits adequately.
We will lose more and more touch with the actual habits and patterns of buying things in American society. And so SNAP will not keep up with that and likely result in people having fewer benefits.
The USDA says 17 million U.S. households were food insecure as recently as 2022. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Hayward's annual Muskie Festival has received a $25,000 prize for being a finalist in the Cynic's Hometown Throwdown. The competition is meant to highlight local small-town festivals that give back to their community. Muskie Fest was the runner-up in the competition, finishing behind Norborn, Missouri's Soybean Festival, which earned their event a $100,000 prize. Muskie Fest is in its 74th year and is scheduled for late June. More information on the event is available on their website. An indoor adventure park is in the works for kids in Eau Claire. According to a WQOW report, the Four Treasures Adventure Park will be opening on Mall Drive later this year, giving kids a place to get their energy out when the cold winter months force them indoors. Officials expect that the adventure park will open sometime in November, but will remain open year-round once it's up and running. The park will feature a playground, an area for toddlers, a ninja course, and an area for food and arcade games. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Brewers and Cubs go extra innings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another crazy Brewers and Cubs game at American Family Field. Cubs pitcher Ben Braun pitched a no-hitter through seven innings. Manager Craig Counsell.
I mean, I thought it was the fastball. It was like an angry fastball. I mean, it was just really good, and it was overpowering for much of the game. So, you know, he threw a ton of strikes. Fastball was excellent.
Top top of the 10th, Brewers closing pitcher Trevor McGill had to leave the game after getting hit in his throwing arm on a comeback hit going 99 miles an hour. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's not fractured.
The extent of what you know at this point?
Yeah, I mean, he got drilled pretty hard. He's going to be good and sore for a while.
The Brewers ended up losing 6-3. Milwaukee's Freddie Peralta pitched well, but still has not earned a win this month.
It's hard because I don't, when I perform like well, you know, I want to win, but I want the team to win.
That's Brewers pitcher Freddie Peralta. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, congrats to our Prentice and Lakeland golf teams, both advancing on to state. The Prentice golf team and team members Eliah Harding, along with Maddie Hakenen, Evan Lord, Jackson Isaacson, and Hagen Isaacson, and head coach Nikki Hakenen. We're hoping to get them on the air with us on Friday morning to talk about their trip to state. And the Lakeland golf team, a perennial power, they're headed off to state too. They win sectionals yesterday at Turtleback in Rice Lake. That's Jack Rubo, Matt Hagert on that team, along with Grayson Wagner, Jeremy Henson, and Davis Cook, all a member of that golf team. They'll golf down in Madison coming up Monday and Tuesday. And the Mellon softball team, they win their sectional semifinal game yesterday against Northwood Solon Springs. They now will get Thorpe. Thorpe and Mellon will play in Athens tomorrow. And the winner gets to go off to the state softball tournament.
Lots of sunshine today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. Not much wind either out of the northeast at only around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear 41. Tomorrow, sunshine 74 by Friday. More scattered showers with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Weather updates brought to you by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters. Well, last week we were blessed enough to have a gentleman in through Northwoods Community Credit Union. We're talking about internet scams and just kind of how to be proactive against that. And we're going to follow that up this week by getting Mr. Bill Weiler, who's the IT gentleman over at the Shawamigan Schools. We're going to talk about further a little bit about scams and Facebook. So, Mr. Bill Weiler, thank you for coming in.
Hi, good morning, Joel.
Yeah, good to see you.
Good to see you as well.
And Facebook. Oh.
Yeah, just social media in general.
Social media in general and artificial intelligence is, for those who don't know what that is, describe AI, what that is, first of all, before we, because this is kind of part of it, right?
It is. And understand something that, you know, AI has been around for a long time. It is definitely developed more, and it's been available or been made available to consumers more now to help fund it and spread its availability or its capabilities more. So again, AI, artificial intelligence, is nothing new. It's just more available now to the consumer
and advancing technologically too, I think, right? I
mean, absolutely.
The ability. I've seen videos where people are able to create a video that looks like it is that person and sounds like it is that person and is very deceptive to even the most aware and smartest person. The technology is a little scary, even for those creating it, I think, right?
Very true. Very true.
Yes. People that are creating it are like, what are we doing here?
Right, right. Which, yeah, it should definitely make us more aware and start questioning. I think Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify. So anything that you see out there, you just want to, question if it's voice, if it's video, if it's photo. You just need to make sure that you're not believing anything that you're seeing and hearing.
Well, you were listening to us have this conversation last week, and you kind of wanted to follow up on some information because you deal with this every day in your job.
That's correct.
At school. So, and you wanted to give some more information to get our people even more informed on this, right?
Yes, correct. And by no means am I an expert in this, but one thing that we're seeing quite a bit, definitely in social media scams, we're seeing accounts becoming hijacked or compromised. So, first thing, and let me know if this is you too. The first thing I do if I'm on my social media accounts and I go and look at somebody else. I'm seeing, first of all, what are my my friends list that are the same as the other person. So yeah. Right away, I'm seeing, okay, so I have, this is an individual that has sent me a friend request, and we have 13 mutual friends or 100 mutual friends, right? So that's my first indicator if this person is someone that I want to connect with or accept their request, right?
Right, right.
So with that, when an account becomes hijacked or compromised, someone else has stolen those credentials. Someone else is in that account. So right away, you're playing off the that we have something in common. This must be that person, right? Mm-hmm. Well, what's happening now is when that account is freshly compromised, right, that thief is going out and utilizing all of the communications that they've done in the past. So any photos you've sent, videos, pictures, information back and forth, you're sharing your, you know, maybe your streaming credentials with grandma and grandpa or, you know, brother, sister. They're trying to steal anything that they can. But in addition to that, they're also reaching out and making new communication. So, hey, I need you to help me. You're my friend, or you're my cousin, my grandma, grandpa, whatever. And they are, these thieves are asking these individuals to help verify credentials or send a code basically through multi-factor authentication to release or open up an account, right? So you're playing off of the emotion of this person's reaching out.
Right.
This is a friend or relation, and this person needs help unlocking their account, right? And right away, again, you want to make things right. You want to help this individual out, and you're not, again, using the what you should, the trust and verify. You're not taking that time to make sure that this person is actually who they say they are. And quite frankly, this has happened to four individuals very recently, that their account is completely stolen, and there's nothing that we can do other than report it and hope that Facebook or Instagram does something about it and it helps them retrieve their account.
Well, the one that we've seen that's most common is you'll get a friend request from someone and it'll say on there like one mutual friend, and it's someone that you're like, I'm pretty sure I thought I was friends with him already.
Right.
That's the most common one, right?
That is a very common one, yes.
So that's one where you just hit delete,
yep,
right?
And just block.
Let that person deal with that, because if you accept that friend request, you're kind of keeping the ball rolling, aren't
correct,
you?
Correct. On the same token, if you find out someone has been compromised, okay, and you're going to find this out through other individuals or, quite frankly, finding that person and talking to them face to face, not even necessarily over phone call, but trying to find them face to face and ask them, you know, what's going on? You know, we have this connection on Facebook and I've heard that your account has been compromised. You want to delete that account. You don't want to keep friends with that, hoping that they will get their account unlocked or get, you know, given back to them. You want to delete that because, again, that thief has access to that communication and that connection with you. Okay. Yeah.
Facebook can be a wonderful thing. It's a way to stay connected, share photos with family and friends. But I think people just have to be aware that the crooks are out there and they're wanting your information. And for the person who doesn't understand it and is asking, well, why do they want this? Why? I don't think that's for us to understand. Is they have a reason they want your information, all right? You don't have to fully understand what they're doing and how all that works on their side and how they're benefiting from
correct.
That. They want it from you, so we need to safeguard that.
That's correct. That's
okay.
Correct.
So
one other point that I wanted to make, if anyone has an opportunity to go on YouTube and search for Gary Childhorn, he is a corporate attorney, and he's got a video segment on C-SPAN, actually, where he talks about his son. He gets a phone call from who he thinks is his son, calling and asking him to provide some money. He got in a car accident with a pregnant lady, and he got himself into a bunch of trouble. And this Gary goes through the steps to pay these fines or these fees that he got in trouble with. And in the end, the son had never contacted Gary, the father. So it is actually a very touching, well done communication on C-SPAN. Again, Gary Childhorn, you want to search and watch that video. It helps you understand how dangerous this can get. It really played off of his emotions, and that's one of the topics here too. If you do receive a phone call or a video chat, even from a family member or, like I said, a close relative, friend, even if it is that voice you're hearing, you want to make sure that this person is who they say they are. So, for example, Joel, if I received a phone call from you saying, "Hey, right. Bill, you know, I got into some trouble, you know, I'm hearing your voice, I'm trusting right away," and then,
which has happened before, by
sure,
the way, so
sure, and two, if you can imagine them, you know, being distraught, right, being upset, and, right, and you right. playing off your emotions, wanting you to respond right away with, "Well, sure, I'll give you a credit card, you know, to you know, pay $80 or $180, whatever it is." You know, maybe talk to your family and have either a safe word or a safe conversation with them and say, "Hey, you know what? I'm going to ask you questions like, you know, where did we go on our trip 3 years ago? And what did I buy that everyone laughed at me about, you know?" Or right. something that, you know, get that, if it is a threat or an actor, okay, a thief, get them to try to respond where you're like not comfortable with them. With the answers they're providing,
if right? they're not giving you that specific answer, it probably rolls into some kind of a just an automatic response that correct. Person is going to get, whether it be, "Hey, remember something about your childhood, something that
right.
only a person would know if they truly were that correct. Person."
And even
right?
if they can't answer necessarily directly, that doesn't mean it's not them. Just, I would ask even a series of questions and see how they respond. If maybe they can't answer, you know, the gift that you bought, but if they are pushing you to, "Hey, I don't have time for this, I need you to do this now," that you're getting them to respond in a way that you know that person the best, right? You know that, no, if this person knew why I'm asking these questions, they wouldn't be challenging me to be getting these answers. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yes, it does. And the artificial intelligence is all a part of the advancement of the scams. And Facebook, of course, is a big part of it. And it's something that I think Facebook has become a platform, I don't want to say it's of older people, but there are a lot of older people that are on Facebook.
Oh, absolutely.
And the younger crowd has kind of gone to Instagram and TikTok and stuff like that. So you've got, I think, an audience there and people who are on Facebook that need to be aware that people are coming after, that people are there, and you have to just be really attentive to it, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, as far, like I said in the beginning of the segment, I'm not an expert in this field. I do work with technology all the time. I help out in areas that I can, and I try to read and understand more of what's happening in the world today. But keeping up with this really is just a matter of, you know, going and YouTubing what are the most recent scams out there. And actually, the two that I was just listening to in a podcast this morning, one is on a crochet pattern. So you think about who's out there crocheting nowadays. Mm-hmm. And not that the younger folks don't do that, but that is definitely something that
sure, sure.
You know, that older demographic would be doing. So you're on Facebook, you're seeing all these patterns for sweaters, pillows and such, and you think, "Oh, I want to purchase that pattern," right? Well, if you go, one of the recent scams is you go to download this pattern and you actually get a download, but when you're actually counting out I don't crochet myself, but when you're actually trying to create this, what you just purchased, mm-hmm. it doesn't make the product at all. And actually what the scammer did, or the thief did, is they took AI, they copied over a sweater that looked appealing, and then they said, "Okay, here's the pattern," and it had nothing to do with the product that you purchased or you thought you purchased.
I have found, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, Bill, but I have found and heard many stories that clicking on ads on Facebook or posts that are trying to sell stuff is a dangerous game.
Oh, it's a very dangerous game, yes.
It's very I mean, the Amazons and stuff like that can be, but seem to be better. But I did it once. I've tried to buy my son several years ago one of those little putt-putt things where you putt it and it returns, it kicks it back sure. to you. And I clicked on a Facebook ad and I bought it. 2 months later, I got two golf balls in the mail. That's it. I didn't get scammed, but obviously it was a scam.
Yep.
So if you're on Facebook and you see an ad or somebody selling something, don't say to yourself, "Well, it's Facebook, it's got to be legit."
Right.
Because It's a dangerous game on there.
Correct. And unfortunately, you'd like to have a solid answer of, okay, so how do I trust and verify then if we keep talking about that? And I did, when I was listening to Jeff Kirsten from sponsored by NCCU, Northridge Community Credit Union, he made a statement, and it's true, as vague as it sounds, there is no one way to figure out if it's a true source or not.
It's not a blanket that says follow these steps and you'll be
and for sure it's green check mark, you're good to go. It's sometimes we are taking risks by going to websites. The spoofing is a big deal where you have duplicate phone numbers, duplicate websites, but again, most of the time if you are not clicking on a link, you want to go directly to that web address by typing in, www.nccu.com or, whatever your domain is that you're trying to get to. Clicking those links, again, as easy as it is, you think you're being taken right where you need to go. A lot of times we're just taking a risk by doing that.
Right. So, keep an eye on that address bar up there because it can change pretty fast.
Correct.
And to something else.
Yes, it can. And to be able to see, even myself, I have a difficult time identifying, I'm going to mail.google.com, but then there's slash and a bunch of other, characters after that. Am I really where I need to be? And that, I guess it just really boils down to comes with practice. And
Well, it's good information because, like I said, a lot of people are on Facebook and are kind of unaware of some of the practices. So you just have to pay attention. You just can't float around in there and think, well, I can click here and click there and trust everybody. You just got to pay attention.
Correct.
You got to pay attention. And YouTube videos can be very helpful and instructional too. And what was that guy's name again? You said?
Gary S-C-H-I-L-D Horn. So Schildhorn or Childhorn?
S-C-H-I-L-D Horn.
Horn, yep.
Yeah. Check it out. Might be some good information. All right, Bill. Well, thank you for taking time to inform us. It's an ever-changing world, and the world of AI, artificial intelligence, is going to be a battle here for a while.
It's true. These are conversations we need to continue to have. Again, I'm not an expert in this field, but these are things I'm seeing. And quite frankly, anyone listening out there today, if you've got friends and family that are not listening to this broadcast, you want to have these conversations with people around you, making sure that, they're doing things right with their passwords, going into the privacy settings in your social media accounts. Facebook did do a great job simplifying the settings so you understand what you're sharing out to the world, what pictures, what personal information, things like that. So don't just, let the conversation stop here. Hopefully this will just spark further conversations with your friends and family to protect yourselves and protect those that you love.
Yeah, and when people go on Facebook or your bank account sites or whatever, and you're getting those 2-3-step verifications, the one that sends a message to your text or to your cell phone, and the reason why they're doing it is exactly what we've been talking about today.
Right.
They're just trying to make it harder for those crooks to get in there.
Correct.
By that verification process. So it can be painful and annoying sometimes. But correct. it is effective. So
yep, that's very true. One more thing, if you don't mind, with the concept of the MFA multi-factor authentication, where it's sending you a text message, one of the number one on my list of things I wanted to talk about today. Make sure if someone is reaching out to you to verify your account or their own account, okay. There should be no reason why anyone's asking for a code from you unless you are the individuals trying to sign into an account. You're waiting for that code. If you are not, you personally are not trying to enter a website or log into an app where it sends you a multi-factor authentication code, a text message, a phone call. If you are not the one initiating that process, you should not be giving that code to anyone. And again, if it is brother, sister, friend, family that is asking for it, that's where you need to be having these conversations and using those, again, I'm going to use safe words or safe conversations that you've had in the past to, again, trust and verify. Make sure that that person is who they say they are and really question why am I the person that you're asking to verify this account, okay?
Yeah.
So a lot of steps here. Again, it gets confusing, gets overwhelming, gets intimidating, but we're all using these systems and we have to protect ourselves. Banking systems, our social media, yeah. all of that.
We've all gotten that email of someone's trying to log into your account.
Right.
And so that should be just a heads up right there. Don't just blow it off. Say, ask your wife, ask your son, did you try to log in? If nobody can answer that question, someone
yes.
is now trying to log into your account somewhere.
You need to deal with it right away. That is not something you say, oh, my phone's not working right now. I wonder why that is. You turn it off and you put it to the side. Or I got a text message that I didn't initiate. I'm not going to deal with that right now. If I don't mess with it, that means it's nothing bad is going to happen, right? No, that is the absolute opposite. You need to take care of that or handle that right away. And a lot of times that text message will tell you what system it is. So then you can go, don't click on any of the links from that message, okay? You want to go onto a computer or even off your phone and go to that web app. So if it's your banking system, for example, you go and log in yourself and see if you're locked out. And then if you are locked out or something's happening, call the institution right away. Call them and take care of that.
Yeah, yeah. Just be proactive. It can be overwhelming at times, especially when you are the victim of it.
Correct.
It can be very overwhelming. So,
correct.
Bill, some very good information. You deal with it every day in your job, IT there at the Shawamigan School. So we invite you to come in anytime. If there's ever other information you want to share, I'm sure our listeners would appreciate it.
So, thank you. This is a pleasure.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay.
Bill Weiler joining us on Reality Radio at 9:35. Big G is going to give away some free food coming up next.
At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, summer is our season. And we're kicking it off with a free 12-ounce Island Punch smoothie for National Flip-Flop Day. Grab your flip-flops and head to your local cafe on May 29th from 2 to 7 p.m. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to Verizon Radio. Our next track will get you amped for our biggest deals of the season. It's called Red Hot Deal Days. Track for Red Hot Deal Days. Choose a new phone, smartwatch, and tablet along with tons more great deals. It's only until May 29th. Visit your Verizon store today.
Eligible phone with select trade and an unlimited ultimate plan required and service plan required for watch or tablet. See Verizon.com for additional details.
Now at O'Reilly, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $9 and receive 2x O Rewards points in store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Boulder Junction is a one-of-a-kind place to experience great adventures, white deer sightings, camping, biking trails, fishing, quaint retail businesses, lodging, and unique up-north dining. Explore Boulder Junction by visiting this fine business.
Camp Holiday Campground, a gem in the heart of the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest, where you'll find paved bike trails, lake sports, fishing, a clean swimming beach, new playground, the cleanest bathrooms, flush toilets, showers, and there's even a laundromat. Come for a weekend. Come for a week. Come with a tent, RV, or motorhome. Everyone is welcome. Camp Holiday Campground, a place in the big woods where you'll be amazed and go home saying, that was time well spent. See camp-holiday.com or call 715-385-2264 for daily rates. Camp Holiday Campground on Rudolph Lake Lane, Boulder Junction.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing.
Life-changing.
I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy, Gary, to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
The team at Forward Insurance would like to congratulate and salute our area graduates. Keep reaching for the stars as you move forward, and remember that the Forward Insurance team will always be in your corner and the first to respond in protecting you and your insurance needs, wherever your new road leads you in life. Have a beautiful journey from your independent Forward Insurance team in Park Falls and Phillips.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. Life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
All right, folks, in Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream are going to join us next week. We had a little schedule conflict, but they are one of our featured businesses of the month, so get on in there. They got ice cream out on the Butterfly Pavilion out there and some good stuff. Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream. Big G, we are legally allowed to put stuff in the ground now without being harassed by anyone. It's after Memorial Day, right?
Yeah, you know, I was just talking to Dave, and he said the 14th was the key day. He's got everything there now, so. If you want your vegetables, herbs, succulents,
yeah.
Proven winter annuals, all kinds of plant varieties there, including that KC popcorn plant. I have yet to go out there and rub those leaves together and see if I feel like I'm in a movie theater eating popcorn. So
Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream and Prentice, one of our featured businesses of the month, will join
located
us.
Right off of Highway 8 East there on Cemetery Road, right off of Cemetery Road there. So
he'll be in next week, Dave and Tanya. So we have our Big G's favorite places to eat feature and giveaway, right?
Yeah, I tell you, this is getting popular here. I mean, yeah. I've really been enjoying going around the Northwoods. A lot of great restaurants, bars, resorts up here. And, man, the food's always delicious. And, well, I can't hardly wait to go to my next stop and see what awaits me there for an entree and stuff. So, we're featuring Lena's Bar and Grill, one of my favorites. They're located off of Grand Street up there in Glidden, Wisconsin. And, you know, when you're talking Lena's Bar and Grill, you're talking burgers and you're talking chicken. She has got the best handmade burgers there and fries. If you want a great meal there, and trust me, if I'm full, you will be too. You don't leave the table hungry there. Great fries, great burgers. That Monday, that fried chicken, four-piece chicken special there, mouth-watering chicken, just done perfectly. Wednesdays they actually have chili, so if you're still looking, you know, most of these places in the summertime they alleviate the chili until winter, but Lena's has that chili all year round, so go out there and try a bowl of chili on Wednesdays. And Thursdays, of course, meatball sandwiches and fries.
Ooh.
And then Friday, of course, she's got that great fish fry out there. You can choose some deep fried cod or shrimp with coleslaw and roll. Saturdays is prime rib with mashed potatoes and gravy and vegetables. Like I say, go on out and have a burger and some burger and the great fries over there at Lena's Bar and Grill.
All right.
And because she's she's on my list, my Big G's favorite places to eat list. So if you'd like to be a part of that, certainly give me a call, 715-492-2654. And give you more information about it, or you can email me at Greg, G-R-E-G-G, Griesel, G-R-I-E-S-E-L, at civicmedia.us.
And if any of you out there think that this is just a scam by Big G to get out to area restaurants and
probably right.
Maybe get an occasional complimentary appetizer, you are right on the nose.
Right on the nose.
You
yeah.
are right on the nose. That's right.
Can I tell a lie, Joel?
All right. So what are we
going to do? We got a $25 gift certificate on the show today from Lena's Bar and Grill. Again, they're located right off of Grand Street up there, off of Highway 13, up there in Glidden, Wisconsin. And if you're hungry as a bear, head over to Lena's Bar and Grill. They're in Glidden, the Black Bear Capital of the World.
So $25 we got to caller $25
to caller number five today.
A We're not going to do text to win because I forgot to set it up. So we'll have enough of that next week. So 715-762-3221. You've got $25 to Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden.
And also, I want to let you know that Lena also does catering there. So if you want some of her delicious food catered in, give her a call. Right there at Lena's Bar and Grill.
All right. And this is we're just talking to Bill Weiler. This is not a scam. This is for real.
Right.
And we are not robots. This is not artificially produced. So caller five right now at 715-762-3221. Let's see if we can.
And drinks are always cold and the food is always delicious. Give her a call there if you want your, maybe got a graduation party, you want her to cater. It's 715-264-6900. She also has room inside her establishment there to accommodate up to 100 guests also. So,
all right. If you haven't been to Lena's, venture out. Get out there.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
It's time to seize the moment. Trust the team at Round Lake Marina to get you on the water with dock and lift installation services and premium boat rental and sales. They carry the brands you love. Sea Arc, Godfrey, Nautique, Panda, Shore Station, and Pure Pleasure. They're raising the bar for your summer experience, ensuring endless fun and relaxation on the water. Live free, have fun. Visit us at 12480 County Road B in Hayward, Wisconsin, or online at roundlakemarina.com.
Connexus Credit Union in Phillips is proud to be a sponsor of the Logger United Booster Club. They are a member-focused cooperative that is proud to return the profits to member owners through high yields for checking accounts, deposit products, as well as competitive rates. Connexus Credit Union, located at 114 South Avon Avenue in Phillips.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Are you ready to get money? Join the City of Park Falls Parks and Recreation, Park Falls Fire Department, and the Shawamigan School District on Saturday, June 22nd to push through the mud and muck. This 1.5-mile muddy trail is fun on your own, with a group, or with the family. Proceeds will go to Old Abe Memorial Park, the City of Park Falls Fire and Rescue, and the Shawamigan School District Athletic Department. The race will be held in the fields and trails behind the Park Falls campus of the Shawamigan School District.
Leaning into local radio, 98 Country.
All right, we got a winner. We have a winner. Hang on, we'll get you the name in just a moment here. We have, starting Monday, Big G, we've got the Scotty Vacation Giveaway statewide. People are going to be able to text to win starting Monday to win stays in the Dells and Brewer tickets and stays at various locations across the state. So that'll be pretty cool.
Sounds exciting. I know we had a lot of winners last time.
We did. We did have a lot of winners.
Stuff, so.
Who do we got for the Lena's winner there, Big G?
We have, let's see, I'm going to say Bob. Is that Meinholz?
Yeah. Oh, Bob
Meinholz. Okay. Winner of that. He's got his phone number down here, so come on in and grab that certificate, Bob, and treat yourself to one of those handmade burgers or some of that great mouth-watering chicken there at Lena's Bar and Grill.
All right.
Right there in Glidden.
Brianna, do we have any brewer tickets left? For Friday. The Saturday ones are gone. All right, so we still have two pairs of tickets for the Brewers and White Sox on Friday night. If that works with your schedule, claim them by the end of today. If you do not, then I will find alternate. I have alternate people that will use them, but we're making it available to our listeners right now. Brewers still in first place, Big G.
Yeah, yeah.
They're doing good.
Quite the game last night, man.
The Cubs. Cubs and Brewers with Craig Council back at AmFam Field. A little feisty. Kind of a little feisty atmosphere there. I mean, I don't think there's any brawling going on, but it just you can just sense... I don't know, a little tenseness there.
Yeah, I went to a Cubs game, one of the last game of the season last year, and man, I didn't even have a place to tailgate out there. I had to park way out in the way out there. Man, those Cub fans, they travel with that team. Holy cow.
It was packed. Fun atmosphere. Brewers and Cubs going at it again tonight. And we'll have it for you. Since our local coverage is done, our teams are out, we'll have Brewer coverage for you with no conflicts all the way up until the Packers play in Brazil. Then we'll have problems. Then we'll have problems. It's 9:49 on Reality Radio. I want to remind you again, tomorrow morning we will have the Shawamigan track folks in at 8:30, and we're working on getting the Prentice golf team headed off to state, getting them in on Friday morning. We're going to jump on with Pete from Wheelway in Fifield, and we are celebrating a 50th anniversary for Wheelway. Is that right?
Absolutely. To celebrate 50 years in business, we're giving specials all across the board. Home of the $39.95 oil change, $10 off alignments, $50 off a set of tires, many discounts. You should be receiving a mailer in the mail, so check your mailbox for many discounts.
All right, save big with 50 years of savings. And if they want to schedule their appointment down there for service work, Pete, they can give you a call, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call. Our phone number is 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
Very good. A couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Wheelway in Fifield.
At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, summer is our season. And we're kicking it off with a free 12-ounce Island Punch smoothie for National Flip-Flop Day. Grab your flip-flops and head to your local cafe on May 29th from 2 to 7 p.m. Terms and conditions apply.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
At T-Mobile, you can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, switch and keep your phone. We'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
When life spells heartburn, how do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
What about when life spells spicy wings?
It's still R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Rolaids, powerful heartburn relief. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
At 9:52, before we slip out here, Greg Gunderson's in the studio.
Good morning, good morning.
How are we doing, Greg?
I have no idea. You just dragged me in here for I don't know what.
I said, hey, get in here. I just want to mention, because you're on from 2 to 7 or 2 until whenever you decide to leave and turn on the Brewer game, whatever. The text to win contest next week, this is going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, yes. Oh. The statewide Scotty Summer giveaway from Civic Media.
Yeah, we had a meeting about it yesterday, and there's stays, grand prize stays in Door County and other places, and Brewer tickets and Wisconsin Dells prize packages. This is going to be a big, it's going to be a big giveaway.
I love it because it's set up the way that it's fair. It's fair in that if you win the daily giveaways, you're still entered to win the grand prizes at the end of the whole shebang. So you could really kind of double up. Just download an app. That's all it really takes. And listen to 98Q Country. How easy is it?
And every time that you text the keyword, we'll be doing it 7 times a day. Monday through Friday, the next 2 weeks, starting on Monday. Every time you text in the keyword, you automatically have an entry for that hourly drawing and for the grand prize. So it's just like signing your name on a piece of paper at a home show, basically, and you throw it in there. So everybody has a shot. Everybody has a shot.
Two shots if you do it right.
Yeah, and if you, if you hide it well enough at work, you can do it, while the boss isn't looking. You just... You're done. You're in.
We've set you up like a best friend here at 98Q.
That's right. So plenty of chances for you to text to win. What do we got? Brewers are like 6 today, so you're doing a 2 to 6. Is that what you're doing?
Pre-game 6:05, first pitch 6:40. I'll be on at 2 today.
All right. Get to work. All right.
Fine.
Thank you, Greg.
Thanks, Joel.
CompleteRainGutter.com. You can get your quote there today. They've had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Go to CompleteRainGutter.com. That was Greg Gunderson, by the way. He was on afternoons from 2 until 7. Or 2 until 6 today. Park Falls Farmers Market. Ooh, we got to mention them here on Reality Radio. It's back for a second big week, and we'll continue right through October every Wednesday from 2 to 5:30 in the parking lot of Christ the Servant Lutheran Church. At the market this week, they've got honey. Locally produced honey, maple syrup. There's asparagus, rhubarb, green onions, chives, eggs, baked goods. They've got sourdough bread, sweetbreads, fry pies, cinnamon rolls, donuts. Oh, donuts. Canned donuts. Fresh grown donuts. Organic donuts. Canned goods. There's grass-fed black Angus beef and more. Freeze-dried foods and dog treats also will be at the market. The vegetable plants are available for your gardens, too. Hanging flower baskets. There's oregano plants and there's succulents, too. Most vendors do accept the Quest card or EBT, the WIC, and the senior market coupons. Park Falls Farmers Market LLC is now a member of the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. So you can accept chamber bucks there too, chamber bucks at the farmers market. Park Falls Chamber of Commerce ribbon cutting is 4:30 today to welcome them as a new member of the chamber. That's pretty cool. So very, very grateful for all the supporters, including Northwoods Community Credit Union, North Lakes Community Clinic, and Park Falls Lions Club. Eat healthy, shop local, and meet the people who produce the food. See you at the market today, 2 to 5:30.
Professional Exteriors and Interiors take this special time to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our freedom around the world. Let's remember in our thoughts, prayers, and our letters from home, their efforts will keep America strong. This message is courtesy of Professional Exteriors and Interiors, your exterior and interior pros. Roofing is their specialty, offering 10% off all roofing jobs. Their slogan is, "We roof the best and fix the rest." Call 715-520-2271 for Professional Exteriors and Interiors on the air because they care.
We're going abroad for the first time in years to Spain. So we started using Babbel
and started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
All right, winding down reality radio, Bader Sports Center. You're going fishing, you're doing anything outdoors, get into Bader's, take a look around in there. Something that you need, I guarantee you. Fourth generation store right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 Phillips. With all the guests we have, we love having guests, but it kind of it prevents me from mentioning a lot of the things you guys are telling us that are going on, so I want to mention a few of those now. Our featured pet of the week at Catkins this week is actually two cats. They're named Anthony and Cody, and they are 10 months old. Oh, the picture. They would be a lot of fun to watch together. Maybe you're looking to get a cat or two. Contact Catkins. CatkinsAnimalRescue.org is the website. Your no-kill animal shelter. And they're doing some fundraising and doing some expanding out there. We're going to get them on the air to talk a little bit about that here in the next couple of weeks. The book sale continues at the Phillips Library all week long, 9 a.m. to 7. So you may want to swing on into the library in Phillips and take in that event. The Butternut Farmers Market and Craft Sale is going to be starting this Saturday from 9 to 1. It's at the Pavilion, which is located right next to the Village Hall, right on Michigan Street in Butternut. And this will continue through September and will be held the first Saturday of every month. So if you want to be a vendor, you can come set up free of charge. Free of charge. There will be live music this Saturday to kick off the season. So Saturday, Butternut, Michigan Street, 9 to 1. Contact the Butternut Village Hall if you have any questions. And the folks at Copper Falls State Park up in Mellon have so many things going on this summer. They've got yoga in the park they do. They've got Shakespeare in the park. What else? We got pancakes in the park coming up in June. Lots of fun activities. You can check out the Copper Falls State Park webpage, the Facebook page for more information on all the events going on. What a beautiful place that is. Have you been there lately to Copper Falls? I've been trying to get my wife to sneak up there. I'm just looking for that perfect weather day to do that. What else? A couple other things before we wrap up. Next weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend, Phillips is having their community-wide garage sales, June 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th. Check out their Facebook page. Let's see. The Facebook event is located at Facebook.com. Probably the Park Falls Chamber, or you can call, here's a number, 339-6677 if you have any questions about it. 339-6677. Email contact at mypricecounty.com. So that's a citywide garage sale event, not this weekend, but next weekend, happening in the city of Phillips. And we have a blood drive at St. Anthony's Catholic Church upcoming next Tuesday, June 4th, noon to 5 at the Padua Center at at St. Anthony's Catholic Church Padua Center. And that is Tuesday from noon until 5. I think I'm going to shut up and get out of here. John St. John is making his way in next. Gray will be in after 2. Brewer baseball tonight. We look forward to talking a little Shawamigan track tomorrow morning with Mary and the Tracksters at 8:30. Enjoy the beautiful day. Hope it's a good one for you.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.